You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, and we are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hornets unfortunately spoiled Trae Young's return to the Hawks last night, 133-126. Texas Longhorns defensive coordinator Pete Kwiatkowski has been fired, will be replaced by Will Muschamp. Missouri quarterback Bo Pribula has been informed the Missouri staff. He intends to enter the portal. He is not going to play in the Gator Bowl against Virginia. The Seahawks led the NFL. They do lead the NFL after an overtime comeback against the Rams, 38-37.
They were 0-155 when trailing in the fourth quarter by 16 points or more until last night.
Oh, wow.
And the Rams had lost once in their franchise history when leading by that amount, and that was in, like, 1992.
Wow.
Yeah. Dang.
Well, good stuff.
Before we get to this Falcons-Arizona game that we got a preview, we've had a few minutes here at Publix, and everyone pigged out. Let's go around the room.
Bro.
Confess what you have indulged upon.
All right, let me talk to y'all. Okay, come in here really closely, because this is the one thing that has approached Bretzel level for me since we've been going to Publix. It's called a Boar's Head Pitcraft turkey slider, Boar's Head Pitcraft turkey, cheddar jack cheese spread, barbecue sauce from Boar's Head, and crispy onions, and it's like a steamed kind of bun kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I had one of those moments out in the middle where I looked like I was walking on hot coals. I was doing the happy feet thing, you know.
Yeah.
It was insane. So I could not possibly sign off on that more than what I just ate. It was so good.
But what did you just have?
Well, I had something better.
That's not possible.
I tried both, and it is possible. I had the jalapeno chicken slider, which is Boar's Head classic chicken, Boar's Head Havarti cheese, which I just realized that's what that was, Boar's Head Monterey Jack cheese, the Boar's Head bacon, and Boar's Head jalapenos, or you know, I added the Boar's Head part of that.
Well, and I basically took myself on a date because I had chocolate strawberries. Like, I have dark hummus, dark chocolate hummus from Boar's Head.
Yeah.
And the most perfect strawberries on the side. So, absolutely delicious.
Did y'all know that Havarti was a type of cheese? Be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No joke. No. We keep it in my house all the time to eat with roast beef.
Did you?
Yeah.
I also knew Havarti was a cheese.
It's a type of cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
It said that, and I go, ooh, and so...
You
got the Google fingers going.
So I Google it, and I go, oh, it's cheese. Because I'm not a connoisseur of cheeses, so
yeah,
to
that's,
speak.
You don't,
but it's very good.
We actually are just randomly.
You're
a Havarti
family.
We keep Boar's Head Havarti in our house. Yeah. Hey. Havarti, we like to party. You know what I mean?
Well, if you want to come out and try some of this stuff alongside with us, it's 2451 Cumberland Parkway. The public's at Paces Ferry Center. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. Would love to meet you. Let's talk about this game this weekend, guys. You guys are going to kick off pregame at 2 o'clock on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Kickoff is 4:05. Gut feeling, how are you guys feeling about this matchup?
I don't know anymore, and I didn't have a feeling last week, and Mike had this nice little feeling, and I don't have a feeling this week. I think that they have things that make me nervous. Trey McBride makes me nervous. The guy's averaging over 100 yards a game, over 104 yards a game in two games against the Falcons. He's got 16 straight games where he's caught five or more passes, which is an NFL record, by the way.
Dang.
And Jacoby Brissett is, you know, whenever the Falcons – I told you guys, remember when I told y'all a while back that whenever the Braves face, like, a rookie pitcher, it always seems like we just – like, he just goes and has a Cy Young performance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way, like, backup quarterbacks have done traditionally against the Falcons. Defense. Now, a different Falcons defense this year. And at this point, Jacoby Brissett is and has played like the starter for this team with Kyler Murray out the rest of the year. But it's a game that lines up well. Their offensive line's given up 47 sacks. We've got 48.
And they had three linemen who did not practice yesterday.
Yeah, and they've committed 28 holding calls. All these things go into this thought that it feels good for us, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, I feel terrible about it.
I was going to say. The problem is that when you have these situations, that we do this every Friday during football season, we sit in here and break down the game, and we talk about, you know, stats and sacks and protections and tight ends and whatever else. And then without fail, it comes down to a missed field goal, a kickoff return, a pass interference penalty. It's like, okay, didn't see that one coming. And that's what really stinks about breaking down some of these games. And, you know, I wanted to dive into it a little bit further, and I came up with this stat because I think that the first half of the season, remember how we talked about it, how good the Falcons had been at limiting explosive plays. We talked to Dave Archer about it multiple times, which, by the way, ding, he'll be on with us in just about an hour. I hadn't seen that lately, and so I kind of dug into this, and I wanted to get a stat about the explosive plays. Through the first 8 weeks of the season, Atlanta was allowing 2.1 explosive plays a game, or plays of 20 yards or more. Since then, they've averaged 4.7 per game of 20 yards or more since week 9, and that's 29th in the league. They've been really bad. Before that, they were second in the league. Since week 9, they've been 29th in the league in that category, and that's been frustrating to watch. So I talked about it yesterday. Trey McBride is going to catch a screen, probably multiple, and you've got to be able to tackle him and attack that screen game while also rushing the passer. If you can do that, I feel really good about where this team is at, but this is a team that is going to come out and nickel and dime you, and then they're going to hope that one of these plays breaks out and goes the distance or at least gets big chunk yardage. We've got to be able to stop that defensively, even if it is a Kobe Bryant at the corner position.
Yeah, I do worry about Kobe Bryant. I've had some interaction with him. He's a really good dude. He's young, and he's got a really good personality, and one of those ones that he believes in himself, and I like that. I did get to spend a little bit of time with him this season on the road, and I just think he's a really cool cat. I hope he grows into this because I think he can be really good. But they can't allow him to play the same technique that we talked about earlier in the week that he played with guys like Mike Evans on him. I will say, real quick, you talk about special teams issues. Did you see the line from Rashid Shaheed last night after the game? Because he returned the big punt, which helped get mm-hmm. them back in the game for Seattle. And he goes, yeah, we saw a hole that we thought we could exploit in their return game. And he returns the punt, which is his second in like 3 weeks because he had a kickoff return.
I was going to say.
Against us.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man, that's so cool to read that about someone else. but those are the issues. I remember being out there a few years ago. I think it was 19. And, you know, you're supposed to win the game. You go to Arizona, and Kyler Murray starts kind of having one of those days that he has had against the Falcons in the past. But you still, all you got to do is kick an extra point and you win the game. and you don't.
Yeah.
You end up losing the game, and I remember –
it was Kyler's first game back from the ACL.
No, this was before that.
Okay.
I know that okay. was 23,
yeah.
the one you're talking about, which we lost in similar fashion.
Yeah.
But I just remember, you know, Matt Bryant was still on the team, and him being kind of – everybody – that was the decline of Matt Bryant. And it was just like we've found ways to lose games to this team in ways that we never should have lost because it feels like we're always seemingly better than them for the most part. And you got to go out. You just got to find a way. And look, I know we talked earlier about the Belichick, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I do believe that how we finish this season is important for the future of coaching staff up. Or you could say front office down. Either way. But I do believe it's important. I feel like this is a game you're supposed to win. I don't care if you're 5-9 or not.
Yeah.
So go win it. And figure out a way offensively to get, you know, with Drake seemingly he's going to be back, get Drake going, get Bijan going. Bijan Robinson is averaging 132.7 yards a game from scrimmage. Okay? He's already eclipsing yards from scrimmage that he had last year.
I was going to say, I think he leads the NFL in yards from scrimmage.
He does, 1,858. So get him going. He doesn't have to have 100 and 100, but, you know, like he did last week where he had 90 and 95 and 80-something. That is – and you were still able to get Pitts. See, Kyle Pitts' game last week is overshadowed. Bijan absolutely abused the defense that's held him in check in Tampa Bay.
Yep. That was the side of headache gate just a couple of years ago for his rookie year.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you also see, speaking of Kyle Pitts, did you see Jonathan Gannon came out and was like, you know, they use Kyle Pitts in really creative ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, boy, he's only been watching the last 2 weeks of film. I'm like, you might want to go back to like the first 10 weeks, Gannon. It's been funny. It was funny to hear that from another coach saying that. I was like, man, that's interesting.
See, I think that I wonder if we went back and watched every – if you and I went back and watched every route, I don't know how we would do this because it would be really hard and be very time-consuming and probably not worth our time. But if we went back and watched every route that Kyle Pitts ran, I wonder how much – differently, I know, take away the routes that he probably ran that Drake would normally run, but just take away those extra ones that he got, and I wonder how differently he did get used. Because I'm not sure he got used as differently as we think, but it was that he got used more, he had more opportunities, and there were times where he got lined up, and he got, you know when you go to a buffet and you eat, and your stomach starts expanding. I think his stomach got bigger, man. And he just kept eating, and that was the beauty of it. But the guy's averaging 7 targets a game. So it's not like they're not dialing him up. He's probably averaging, if I've got to do the math, but behind Drake, he's averaging the most targets a game on this team. I would say it's very safe to say.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, I have a very basic question for you guys, because we've seen Kirk Cousins kind of having a viral moment this week when he was breaking down the offense. Yeah. How bad, after seeing that, after everyone's praising him, do you want him to go out and just have a game?
I first of all, I always wanted to go out and have a game.
Of course.
I think it's cool, and it shows you how important it is to develop quarterbacks, in my opinion, listening to him talk. And, you know, a lot is made about Michael Penix and what is Michael Penix's future. You just cannot – you can't just make that kind of stuff up. Kirk has seen it. He's seen the progression. He's seen how things have changed all the way back to his time in college at Michigan State, and he's been able to really overcome a lot of those differences. And, you know, he had to climb the depth chart back in college, and he's done that throughout his career. He got drafted in the same draft as Robert Griffin. He's always been kind of in these situations, and it just shows you how sometimes – and Bo brings it up all the time, because Tom Brady and whoever else has said this – he's got the answers to the test. The fine line of quarterback – is to age enough to be able to figure it out, while also still having enough youth to be able to get it done. Mm-hmm. And really, it's hard to find that crossroads at times.
I would just say this. I don't know whether Michael Penix is the guy or not. I can't answer that question of what he'll be in 5 years. But what I'll tell you is, last night, you watched two guys that the organizations that drafted them gave up on them, and they threw for like 900 yards combined. Sam Darnold is on like his 6th organization, and he's probably about to get broke off in Seattle financially. So, but when you want to give up on quarterbacks that have played 13 or 14 games and make definitive statements that they're not the guy, you should probably check yourself. But I do want Kirk to go have a good game, because people were killing him when he was playing good and the team was losing, and look what he's doing. He's gotten back to a form that I don't think any of us thought he might be at again.
And we'll continue to talk about the Falcons-Cardinals matchup. We're going to have Dave Archer on at 8:20 to talk about it. But like we mentioned earlier, the chase to the college football championship starts tonight. There is no better place to catch all the action than Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Join us today starting at 11 a.m. for a doubleheader broadcast with Andy and Randy, followed by Dukes and Bell. They'll be setting the stage for the Friday night's first postseason game, while also enjoying all the eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. That's a special doubleheader of Andy and Randy, followed by Dukes and Bell today at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, Puka Nacua. He's had quite a week. We're going to get into all the shenanigans that have been happening next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey
app. Shenanigans.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.